The surreal romantic fantasy Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind stars Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet as a couple who have had their memories of each other erased, but still can't quite let go. It's the second collaboration between Charlie Kaufman, the writer of Being John Malkovich and Adaptation, and Michel Gondry, who directed Kaufman's 2001 comedy, Human Nature. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Joel, played by Jim Carrey, and Clementine, played by Kate Winslet, meet Screwball Cute on a beach out on Long Island in the dead of winter. He's painfully shy, she's painfully gregarious, yet it's almost as if they've known each other before. A short time later, or so it seems, we don't quite grasp the timeline, Joel is weeping in his car because Clementine doesn't recognize him. It turns out she's had her memories of their relationship erased by a company called Lacuna Inc., and because Joel can't live in the world without her, he decides to have Clementine erased from his mind, too. Here the doctor, played by Tom Wilkinson, explains the procedure, while John Bryan's chamber score seems to be carrying on its own conversation in some whimsical parallel universe.
Start with your most recent memories and work backwards from there, more or less. There's an emotional core to each of our memories, and when you eradicate that core, it starts its degradation process. And by the time you wake up in the morning, all the memories we've targeted would have withered and disappeared, as in a dream upon waking.
Is there any risk of brain damage?
Well, technically speaking, the procedure is brain damage, but it's on a par with a night of heavy drinking. Nothing you'll miss.
In the course of that meeting, Joel has a startling revelation. This isn't happening. It's what happened. Two technicians, played by Mark Ruffalo and Elijah Wood, are in his apartment while he sleeps, systematically purging memories from his brain, including that doctor's appointment. Later, the pair will be joined by Kirsten Dunst as the company's blithe receptionist, who's mysteriously fond of Bartlett's quotations on memory, among them Alexander Pope's, "How happy is the blameless Vestal's lot, the world forgetting by the world forgot, eternal sunshine of the spotless mind, each prayer accepted, and each wish resigned." But Joel isn't happy in his forgetting, quite the opposite. Here the screenwriter, Charlie Kaufman, shows his genius. As Joel travels through his memories of the relationship, not the most recent ones, which are nasty and which he relives first, but the earlier ones, the moments when Joel and Clementine had a deep and pure connection, he remembers what he loved. And he says, "Please let me keep this memory." And in that instant, Eternal Sunshine transforms into a different kind of story, not of trying to let go, but to hold on, like a topsy-turvy Orpheus and Eurydice, in which the hero must look back, and back, and back, or his beloved will be lost forever. And so Joel flees with Clementine to places in his life that he hasn't supplied to his memory erasers, places she wasn't, like the time he was 4, sitting under a kitchen table and staring at a babysitter in a short dress, who's of course now Clementine. These are wildly funny scenes, but scary too and surreal. They're little body snatcher movies. The memory erasers say he's gone off the map. They hunt around his brain for him and erase his synaptic hiding places. So the house of his childhood ages and crumbles, fences blow away, passerbys dissolve. There's an end-of-the-world mood to the final scene in Joel's brain. It's the blooming of the couple's love and the obliteration of it at the same instant. Normally, when I refer to an actor as straitjacketed, it's not a compliment. But here, the straitjacketing is fiercely poignant. All that manic Jim Carrey comic energy imprisoned in an ordinary man, unable to express itself. Winslet takes a character that could be too la-di-da Annie Hall and makes her chaotic and violent. Everything that attracts Joel will one day drive him mad. Yet a universe without Clementine is a blue and cold and empty place. I've never seen a film so fluid in its splinteriness. The laws of time and space are constantly flouted. Yet as written by Kaufman and directed by Michel Gondry, it travels along an unbroken thread of memory, a filament that's white-hot with feeling. Like the greatest science fiction writers, Kaufman is using a bizarre futuristic scenario to tell us something about the here and now, about the loss of our most vivid loves to the impermanence of memory, about the life we lose when, to go on living, we force ourselves to forget. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is a screwball comedy like The Awful Truth or The Lady Eve, turned inside out by Philip K. Dick, with lessons synthesized from Beckett, Chris Marker, John Guare, and other great chroniclers of the fractured modern consciousness. I thought Kaufman's 2002 film Adaptation was incredibly overrated, but he obviously learned from it. And here he uses his self-conscious trickery to achieve a level of brooding intimacy that Ingmar Bergman would envy. This movie moves the boundary posts of romantic comedy. For once, it's not hyperbole to say unforgettable.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Herzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Schorock directs the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez-Luna.